Hello and welcome to lesson 5. In this lesson, we are going to do a deep dive and explore the relationship with ourselves. In lesson 1, I mentioned that the relationships with others are just reflections of our own relationship with ourselves. Relationships very often act as a mirror, and the way people treat you can be a reflection of how you treat yourself or about what you believe about yourself. How can we ask someone to love us if we don't love ourselves? How can we ask someone to respect us if we don't respect our own boundaries? How can we expect someone to value and celebrate us if we don't do it for ourselves? So here are some questions for self-reflection and exploration. Please feel free to stop the recording after each question or write down the questions and take your time to do some journaling when you have more time. How do you treat the people you love the most in the world? How do you speak to them? What do you do when they have a bad day? And now, how do you treat yourself? How do you speak to yourself? How do you treat yourself when you have a bad day? How do you celebrate your wins, if at all? How do you honor your needs? How do you respect your boundaries? How do you recharge after a busy day or busy period of time? How is the relationship with your body? What do you say about it? How do you treat it? Do you give it a good rest? Healthy food? Now think about your parental figures or role models. Did they love themselves? Did they give you unconditional love? What did you learn about self-love when you were growing up? And now imagine, if you loved yourself unconditionally, how would your life be different? And what is stopping you from loving yourself? You can visualize yourself loving yourself, caring for yourself, setting healthy boundaries, believing in yourself. And visualize how from that place people honor you, treat you with love, with kindness, with respect. Take a few moments to visualize that. And now bring your awareness to your body. Is there any resistance coming up when you visualize yourself really loving yourself? Do any negative thoughts come up? Or maybe a part of yourself that doesn't agree or support this vision? take your time to answer all these questions, as they will provide you with very interesting and powerful insights. Okay, so if you've answered all those questions, take a few deep breaths, as I am sure that you got some interesting insights from answering all those questions, and you might want to take some time to process. Now, if any limiting beliefs came up while you were answering those questions, make a note of them, because in tomorrow's lesson, I will teach you how to rewrite limiting beliefs into empowering ones. For now, maybe think about what you could say to the part of yourself that made those disempowering beliefs or decisions about self-love to help her or him change their mind. Also, what can you do to love yourself more? Think of a few practical things that you could start doing today to build more self-love. It could be something very simple, like starting the day saying, "I love you," looking at yourself in the mirror, or saying, "I love myself." It could be writing some positive affirmations about yourself and reading them out loud every day. Or maybe book some time, some me time in the diary every day to do something that makes your heart sing. Be creative and listen to what you need. Okay, my loves, so if you have any questions, you know that you can post them in the course, and I will be very happy to hear from you, to answer your questions, to point you to more specific resources, or to give you more support as we go deeper and deeper into this course. I will see you in tomorrow's lessons. Take care for now. Bye bye.